855 855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line. You can call in, give us a, talk about whatever you want to talk about. The show is interactive, as is the website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can upload stories there that you think are relevant for us to see, for other people to see. You can vote other people's stories up, vote them down. They can do the same to yours. It's as interactive as the show. freetalklive.com. Let's go straight into the calls with Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening. So we're kind of in a state of emergency down here in New York with the upcoming hurricane.
I thought that was going to hit Norfolk, like Norfolk, Virginia or something. Is that what they're saying now?
Yeah, it's coming up here pretty quickly. They shut down. Today they announced that the subways and the buses will all be shut down tomorrow at noon in preparation for the hurricane. And that's the first time they've ever done that.
New Jersey has also reported a state of emergency and has started implementing evacuation.
Correct. New Jersey and New York, the low-lying areas of the borough, they're doing that. And I think Mayor Bloomberg yesterday started to evacuate the nursing homes and things. So this is going to be bad. They think it'll be – we're having unusually high tides right now, and we're going to have a 12 to 14 or 18-foot storm surge, they've estimated.
Sounds like a good time for surfing.
Well, surfing quite possibly, but no, it's sort of interesting, and a lot of Brooklyn and New York will be underwater if that's the case. You know, with the flooding, the storm sewers never cleaned out, and, you know, things just back up, and it could be quite nasty.
Those city services.
Yeah, that's it. With all the high taxes the New Yorkers pay and all the abuse they take, when they really need their services, they're none to be had. But enough said about that.
Before you go on, you say this is going to be bad. I'm not sure that it is.
I saw the NASA photos from space. It's pretty nasty. It's the biggest, baddest hurricane probably in the last 25 or 30 years.
Being from Florida, they predict doom and destruction several times a year.
Yeah, but it is Florida.
Indeed. Why is Florida more able to handle a hurricane than New York?
I mean, because they're used to it. They've had many hurricanes. They have a specific building code. I mean, where I live, even, you know, with the earthquake we had, the 6.0 here in New York, I mean, the city was never designed to withstand, you know, earthquakes. It's not like California, Oregon, or Washington State, where the houses can withstand like an 8.5 or a 9 before they collapse. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a very antiquated, in a sense, building standard. And I'm wondering what all of the new construction, you know, that's been done in the last, you know, 10 years up here, how it's going to fare with, you know, winds of 80 to 120 miles an hour. How much of the siding is going to be, like, peeled off?
Well, that's not much. 80 to 100 is really not that much. Now, if the hurricane hits Manhattan, I will agree with you that there's definitely going to be some destruction.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's definitely going to hit Brooklyn, Manhattan. It's going to do all that. And that's why, you know, I think the building codes for the skyscrapers, they estimate maybe a 45-mile-an-hour wind or 50-mile-an-hour wind. When you double or triple that, it's going to be pretty interesting.
We get tall buildings in Tampa. I mean, you know, it's not like they, it's not like Florida's never seen it.
Tampa is used to the code. They understand what...
And Manhattan's an island also.
Correct,
so,
but it's a very small one.
Right.
And in a sense, it's,
it could flood easily.
Yeah, it's the coast. But what I wanted to mention, I enjoyed that conversation with the last caller regarding religions and things. And I wanted to say that all of the monotheistic traditions have, they've justified war and they've justified killing in the name of the religion. I mean, if we look at the Old Testament and the Hebrews and the Israelites, you'll notice that something happens to someone, and then God orders the people to smite and kill all the women and destroy the cattle and do all this stuff. And if we look at the photos that were taken before Operation Cast Lead in Gaza, you see the little toddlers and the little middle school children signing the bombs that are going to be dropped on the Palestinians in Gaza, which is really nasty as well. And then you look at the Christianity and the tradition of the Inquisitions, the Crusades, where people were killed for, you know, in a sense, an abstraction. And then you look at Islam, radical Islam, where you either convert or you spread, you use the sword to smite the enemy who is the heathen or the infidel.
I think that the caller also had a very good point that this isn't really, that's not a spiritual matter in terms of God telling people that that's what they ought to do.
No, that's
rather,
what the religion
there are some you know, dark and powerful and mean people who use religion and who prey upon people and their beliefs to shepherd them or herd them into a particular direction. And I think it's a travesty, you know?
Of course it is. Of course it is. But if you read the sacred texts, read the Old Testament or the Torah, it tells you what God orders the people to do and whom to smite.
I'm glad Jesus came and fulfilled the law.
So these religions, all of the monotheistic traditions, the three traditions of the book, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all justify killing of the non-believer, you know, with the justification regarding the supremacy of their faith. And that's wrong. And you are right. Spirituality exists within anyone. But we have to realize that all religions are social constructions created by man for the oppression of man, in a sense, to keep man and woman from fulfilling the tasks at hand to allow them to be free and to be happy. It's sort of a regime of an oppressive regime of control. And all religions have that characteristic. And
right.
In a sense, it goes back to ancient mystery Babylon, and we see it even with the New Age tradition. So you are right. There's a distinction between spirituality and religion. Organized religion is a social construct created by man. And we have to realize that. And maybe the godliness is found in the spirituality of the individual, and that's what we should cultivate.
That's kind of the way I see it. There's a distinct difference between spirituality and the religions as they exist today. Frank, thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Nebraska. James?
Good evening. Good evening, y'all. How y'all doing?
All's well.
A couple comments, a couple thoughts. First question is to Michelle. Is this your ministry or your outreach that you have going within the studio here?
Well, gosh, I suppose you could look at it like that. I mean, I really love liberty. And so it is an opportunity to reach a lot more people this way than if I'm just going door to door, huh?
Or earlier tonight, she was passing on an offering plate.
I was taking food to some people that needed it.
There you go. I just have that that question, but some other comments. I think if one were to look at the New Testament and study the words of Yeshua, that was his Hebrew name. He was Jewish. He spoke Hebrew.
That really bothers me too, by the way, that I'm supposed to believe in a religion that can't even get the name of its savior right. The Bible is the unerring word of God, but mine says his name is Jesus. Now, when I go to another country, my name doesn't change. They don't refer to me as Marco in Canada, or excuse me, in Mexico, or whatever the Marquis in Montreal. So why is it that Jesus' name seems to change? That disturbs me.
Well, there are equivalents of your name in other regions of the world.
There are, but they're my name, and they're not Jesus's either. His name's Yaheshua, and the idea that they've gotten the name of their savior wrong, but their God represents truth, really bothers me.
Well, as the message would disseminate throughout the world after, his appearance to mankind, to the earth, he went to the Greek, went to the Latin and Anglicized.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's why I refer to him as Yeshua, would be the abbreviated form of Yehoshua, like you
did. And as long as people are willing to acknowledge that, I'm willing to talk to them about these issues. But when people blindly say, no, this is the truth, I know it, it's written right here, that's when I begin to get very upset.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with you.
I don't think it's something worth getting upset about. But anyway,
it's eternal damnation, Michelle.
That's what the proponents of this freaking book.
Yes, it's important. It's the truth. It is the word of God. And if the word of God fails, then there's and I go to hell because of it. It's the most important thing in the universe.
Jesus,
if that book is true.
No Jesus, just Yeshua.
It has to be. But the Bible that I read didn't start that way. James, hold the line if you would. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Incentives matter. That's what Professor Angela Dills explains, how incentives matter, and they help economists predict individual behavior. What's difficult in determining all the ways a policy affects people's incentives and changes people's behavior. A good economist looks at not only the obvious incentives created by a policy, but also the less obvious effects. I found this video to be very insightful. That's why I added it to the learnliberty.org/FTL favorites page. I think you should go see this video. Take a look at it. If you find it as motivating as I did, share it with friends and family. Share it on your Facebook. It is a great video. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It is a course for people who would like free online continuing education, economics, liberty, philosophy, and rights. Again, it is learnliberty.org/FTL. We were talking to James in Nebraska about, his views on religion. Let's go back to James.
Thank you, Mark. Just a couple more comments. I think if one were to take the New Testament, and I think this is where Michelle's coming from, this is where I'm coming from, and maybe a handful of people that I've met throughout my journeys, throughout my few years here on planet Earth, unquestionably, undeniably, Yeshua was an anarchist. He was a libertarian.
Yay! Thank you.
But that's what I think. But that doesn't. Yes. But that same interpretation. But other people have different interpretations. They believe that rendering under Caesar what is Caesar's means that it is God justly.
Those views started being taught in the church after the church received the 501(c)(3) status.
The church began to support war back in the 11th century.
The Catholic Church.
Indeed. Originally it was a peace movement and an anti-government movement. Then it became the government. Mm-hmm. And this is how religions get co-opted. I mean, Christianity is a textbook case about how religions get co-opted. James?
I think everything is perverted. I think most industries are perverted. I think much of what we believe to be our reality is perverted to a degree. But still, having said that, if you sift through the New Testament, just say that, to me, it's just a cursory view of it, a cursory reading of it. Jesus or Yeshua, for example, stood up in the synagogue and quoted directly out of Isaiah and declared in no uncertain terms that he was here to bring freedom and liberty. Both the Greek word and the Hebrew word both say freedom and liberty, how you and I understand it. No bondage, to walk uprightly and not to offend your neighbor. We always seem to quote, love your neighbor as yourself and love God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. But we forget where that passage comes from. The commandments that he said to keep first were not to murder, not to steal, not to commit adultery, and not to lie. And if you look at those four commandments, what are those four commandments stating? It means don't offend your brother. Don't bring harm to your brother. Those are very libertarian anarchist views. True?
That much is true. James, thank you for the call. Let's go to, I got a special call here from Ian from jail. Ian?
I'm actually calling you from the Keene Spiritual Retreat here.
Yay!
Hey, Ian.
Ian, you're on day 17 of your spiritual retreat. And by the way, I've now decided I'm going to stand firm with my numbers. I, unlike people who are counting at 16 or something days like that, you're counting days as in 24-hour periods since you're locked up. I know how corrections departments count days, and I'm telling you that the corrections department believes that you've been in 17 days.
I count nights. I count how many nights I've been here.
That's fine.
Well, you know, Ian, the last time I saw you, the only time I've seen you since you've been in jail, I only got to spend about 15 minutes with you, but I stayed and visited with the two corrections officers for about 45 minutes or an hour afterwards, and that was rather interesting.
Oh, and how did that go?
Well, there's one officer, Evans, I believe is his last name. Mm-hmm. He's a Buddhist, and he is, after being a software engineer for like 10 years, he decided to, to be of service to his community. And that's when he became a corrections officer. And the two of them, kept saying, we don't necessarily agree with you. I said, but I haven't said anything. How do you know if you agree with me? Well, because you're a free stater. Every single free stater thinks the same thing,
Yeah, and this Buddhist who wants to be of service to his community, receives his paycheck through stolen money through taxpayer funds and cages peaceful people. So I think that's
his contention is that he doesn't have a gun and that he doesn't do the caging. He's actually the overseer of those who
do the caging
go to jail.
And have guns.
So the guy that drove the Jews in the train, the engineer on the train that drove the Jews there, he wasn't responsible, right?
You know, Jason, your critique is certainly valid. I know who John Evans is, and he's a really nice guy. I actually, the first time I met him was a couple of years back when there was this is a new jail. There's the older jail. Back when one of our friends was being put in jail for the weekend, I was there to drop him off, and John Evans was getting off of work at that time. I was standing in the lobby dropping off one of our co-activists, and he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "Are you Ian from Freekeen?" And I said, "Why, yes, I am." And you know, he basically said he reads the blog all the time. And, you know, so we had a nice conversation. And, you know, as far as people who will cage you is concerned, I would much rather have someone like John Evans doing the job than some sort of a sadist. And I don't know if my posts have made it up yet on Freekeen.
It sure has.
They have? I've sent two blog posts out. Have both of them made it?
Just published today is Ian's blog from jail number one. So it's just that
one. There's another one coming. And it goes into a lot of detail. It's about 5 pages written, handwritten. So it goes into a lot of detail as to what things are like here.
Right.
And why, you know, being caged here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire is probably a lot different from a lot of places. I mean, for instance, I'm very glad I'm not sitting in Tent City right now in Maricopa County.
Sure.
Under the care of Joe Arpaio.
In August.
Thugs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
This is, by the way, you can see this at freekeen.com.
And John Evans also said that people who have been at the jail and then they get sent somewhere else actually ask and request to come back to the Keene jail because they're treated so nicely. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So it's definitely a cut above, you know, your average jail. And he's one of those guys that gets it. I mean, he gets the ideas, but, yeah, he is in that role. And, yeah, sure, he could open up all the doors. He could swing those doors wide open and let
lose
people
his job.
Out. But then... And then he will lose his job, and he won't be able to feed his family. So that's the
plus. It's not like those people are going to be able to stay out either. Other people will go and get them.
Both of those two corrections officers, as well as the 5 cops that I had spoken to in the last, you know, the 48 hours before, were all said the same thing. They said, if you don't like the laws and the rules, change them. That is your obligation and your duty to yourself is change the laws.
Well, ultimately, unless everybody has some sort of an epiphany all of a sudden, ultimately, I'm pretty sure that's going to have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What it's going to take to make that happen, I'm not sure how long it will take. I don't know. I mean, I can't predict the future. Obviously, I'd love to have some sort of a sea change in public opinion, but judging by the jury verdicts we've seen thus far here in New Hampshire, it certainly doesn't seem like the public is on any kind of a verge of doing anything like that.
Ian, would you like to come back in the next segment?
I would. In fact, I actually have some notes here on religion. I've been studying Islam in here.
Oh, boy. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
He's been radicalized.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out Free Talk Live, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. It is dozens of ladies who have sent in pictures proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. It's one of the most visited pages on the website. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVenture Outpost carries all the things you need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're surfing around on the Internet, just buying things. You need to know that, you know, the folks you're dealing with are upstanding and that they're going to provide you with what you want. Not only are there great prices, but there's great service. Some of these prices, in fact, are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with the coupon code FTL. That ought to cover something like shipping and handling or whatever. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I was just on that website earlier this week. It is a great one, easy to navigate, easy to use, manventureoutpost.com. Let's go back to our long-lost Ian, who's at apparently the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat at the county
at the jail. Expense of the taxpayers.
Eating bologna sandwiches.
Hey, I pay taxes, so I'm getting my money's worth finally here. back real quick to something we were talking about before with some of the guards here and our various different interactions with them. I know that Michelle and Jason, you were both recently out at the Keen Cop Day thing, where once a year the police, and they do this all around the country, they have like a show-off day where they bring out the guns and they bring out the armored personnel carriers and, you know, the tasers, and there's a demonstration and the dog bites somebody and there's this whole deal.
Right?
No, it was an employee of the, it was a cop, and they also taser cops.
Huh.
Yeah. So,
You have to be totally jacked up to say, yeah, yo, tase me, baby. Yeah. I mean,
that's the mentality of it.
Jeez. Punch me in the face.
John, one of the officers you were talking about earlier, John Evans, was out there that day, and he was being interviewed by various different liberty activists, including Freaking TV, which is, you know, the local program that that you're involved with there, Michelle. And he commented to me, sat down with me, and talked to me for a little while about his experience there. And, of course, it's kind of a typical interviewee experience when it comes to media. He was a little concerned, like, oh, I spent 10 minutes talking to these guys, and all they took out from that whole interview was, we're not jerks. That was the only quote that they ended up using in the package. And I said, well, that's pretty much how it goes with the media, John. But he's the kind of guy who, you know, he's friendly, he's approachable. And so I suggested that he contact the Freaking TV crew and maybe offer his services as a possible in-studio interview for the future, maybe with the pundits, and have them in to talk about issues. Because when it comes to having people on the inside that are friendly to the ideas of liberty, it'd be nice if they all were that way, and it'd be nice if the whole system would shut down tomorrow, but it's not realistic. So if you do have, like, a hearing, for instance, say some of the liberty reps in New Hampshire here, because at least 12 free staters have been elected to the state house. You know,
I think it's 14 is the official number they're coming up with now.
That's good. They put some sort of legislation forth to repeal some kind of law enforcement priority thing, and then you might have somebody like John Evans come in and testify in favor of it. And like it or not, you know, those people at the state house, they respect the testimony of people with uniforms.
They like badges and uniforms. Silly hats.
They do. So it's important to have people like that on our side. And he's not the only officer that I've talked to about Freaking and some of the activism that's going on here. I've gotten comments from them. And I haven't started these conversations. You know, they've approached me, and that's kind of how I've approached things in here. I'm just here, and when people want to talk to me, I'll be here and be happy to talk to them, and that's worked pretty well so far. The inmates have been certainly warming up to me over time. And I would say it's been a good experience on all sides.
You're a regular freaking celebrity at the jail.
Would you do it again the same way if you knew that you were going to get 90 days?
You know, that's a great question, and it's something that I think I'm still reflecting on. But I think overall, if my being in here for 60 days or whatever, because it's going to be hopefully 2/3 when I get out, but if my being in here 60 to 90 days encourages people to get active and specifically come to New Hampshire and get active, then I would say it was worth it. I mean, it has been a pretty costly thing in that, you know, Mark has been burdened with extra work, and you guys have certainly been helping out a lot as well. It's cost me a lot of money in addition to kind of...
We're happy to give you a vacation, Ian, for your spiritual retreat.
I might strangle you when you get out.
but I think that I don't regret...
I thought about it greatly.
I don't regret anything that I've done, and, you know, clearly the problem lies with the man in the robe who is just out of control. This is a man who has told people in his courtroom that they can't wear T-shirts that say things. I mean, he made Rich Paul turn his Ron Paul T-shirt inside out.
I know, that was so funny when he just took off his shirt right in the middle of court.
and he told people in court that you can't express emotion. You can't clap, you can't cry, you can't cheer, you can't be...
Apparently smiling, right. Moving your eyebrows up and down.
Yeah, they started to have me removed because I just went, I just kind of squealed, but without noise. I just kind of did the whole, you know, excited motion, and they told me to stop what I was doing and be quiet. I said, but I didn't make any noise.
Stop emoting.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Judge Arnold also had hired muscle come in and get people to stand for him,
right.
Which was outrageous.
Which was the first, because the activists here are really used to staying seated for men in robes, and they broke. I mean, he won. John Arnold totally controlled that courtroom, and he completely controlled the activists.
Right, and I would have left the courtroom under any other circumstances, but I needed to see the trial in order to be able to report on it back here. So I had the option of either A, stepping out of the courtroom, not standing for the man in the road, or B, seeing the trial. I couldn't think of answer C. If anybody wants
to... No, you couldn't go to jail.
No, I wasn't. What difference would it? Going to jail wouldn't have amounted to anything. I couldn't have stayed in the room. I wouldn't have stayed in the room either. They absolutely would have taken me to jail. I wouldn't.
Right.
You know, going to jail wouldn't have solved anything.
Yeah, it was calculated by Arnold. He if you notice, when the jury came in and then he came in, so people were standing for the jury, and then like Bo sat down when the judge came in, and so he was being harassed by the armed thugs. And but Arnold was okay with that disruption being seen in front of the jury, and that would have played nicely into the prosecution, who's going to show the video of the yelling. Some of the activists were yelling in the videos and stuff like that. So Arnold was okay having that be the scene in his courtroom, and that certainly wouldn't have helped your case at all.
Well, you know, you say that he won. He has to live with himself, Ian, you know, and how can you, that's a rather...
A lot of bureaucrats are managing to live just fine on those pensions that they get. I mean, they're sleeping okay on their Tempur-Pedics and stuff.
I'm just wondering...
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
It was sad because, I mean, you get an example out of Pete Nademo's trial down in Massachusetts, which most people acknowledge is a less free place, but yet the people there were allowed to wear whatever they wanted to wear. They were cheering in the courtroom. They were laughing. They were clapping in the courtroom. And I'm sure that Arnold was aware of all that, and he knew to expect similar behavior and crack down. And so in a so-called free state, which clearly, you know, there's a lot to be done. It's definitely, it was not a good day for liberty activists on that particular day. But I don't regret anything that I did at all.
Well, I regret the results, and I mean, you know, if you can control, your actions, you can't necessarily control the results, and you know, that's sort of you know, that's the circumstance here.
Well, and as I even pointed out during sentencing, Article 18 in the New Hampshire Constitution says your punishments are supposed to be proportional to the crime. So the idea that you know, me standing in front of a police car for 5 minutes is somehow...
Well, you stood in front of one police car that wasn't going anywhere for 5 minutes, but the police car that you were really arrested for, it was maybe 45 seconds. I mean, you hopped in front of this car.
Well, either way, we're talking about 5 minutes maximum, 90 days. The sentence for that, that's like, you know, 15 days per minute or something like that. It's just crazy.
Ian, do you want to hold for another segment?
Yeah, I've got a book review, actually.
Okay, 855 453, Free Talk Live.
Hey everybody, it's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee. Don't let this bad financial situation wear your health down. When you order or reorder your Nature Bee right now, the best supplement on the planet from Clean Green New Zealand, our plant pollen with a money-back guarantee will fix you right up. $99.95 still gets you a huge 6-month supply plus delivery, and we give you 3 more months for free. Now come on, don't wait, and don't stress about your health. Get healthy with Nature Bee. 1-866-834-8355 or click to naturebee.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. And for people who do have attorneys, need to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're not wasting their time and money with them. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state and federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. If you go to court on a regular basis or you have to go to court in the future, you need this information because courts rely on you not knowing it. Lawyers rely on you not knowing this information. Visit jurisdictionary.com. They have a lot of free tools there for you, free weekly tips and tactics, newsletters, free legal flowchart, free legal dictionary. There's free videos. You can buy the course, Jurisdictionary, at jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Again, it's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go back to Ian in the Keene County Correctional, the Cheshire County Correctional Spiritual Retreat.
The House of Corrections, as it is called, but there was one thing, speaking of upcoming trials, I had one coming up,
yes.
And I still do, but there's a little bit of news that has been continued. Now, that's the one where I was arrested last year for drinking water at a city council meeting. They apparently haven't seen the wisdom and the idea of actually dismissing that particular charge.
Silly.
But at least it's not coming up in the next couple weeks like I expected it to, so hopefully I'll be able to get out of here and actually have time to prepare for trial on the outside rather than having to prepare on the inside. If you're in jail, and this probably applies to any jail across the country, you are crippled as far as your ability to prepare for any kind of legal
Absolutely. It's
anything.
It's very, very, very difficult. And
they do not have jurisdictionary on the law computer in here, and they, you know, they should. But they don't. All that you get are essentially a crippled version of the New Hampshire statutes. They put the criminal statutes in here. They put a few excerpts from the New Hampshire Constitution, but you have no access to the full Constitution. You have no access to the U.S. Constitution. You don't even have access to the court rules. So it's just, you can't do anything as far as preparation is concerned. So that's a little bit of good news. It means that I will probably be getting out of here when I expected
now
to get out.
Your motion for reconsideration on your sentence has been denied. So at this point, the foreseeable future is you're going to do your 90-day sentence in whatever form they're going to make you do it, right?
Right. Odds are good if I continue being a good little boy that I will get out after 60 days. And as I've said before, I don't have a beef with the correctional officers. Unlike the police, the corrections officers, they don't have discretion. The only discretion that is had here is that two-thirds option, where once you've served two-thirds of a sentence, the warden can decide to let people out, and they tend to do that. But beyond that, they don't have the discretion to say, oh, we'll just swing this cage door open and let folks out.
What about other sorts of confinement? Can the correction people send you to house arrest or give you work release?
No, it's all controlled by the man in the robe.
Okay.
And I've actually written one of the New Hampshire legislators, who's a free stater, Mark Warden, actually, the Porcupine Realtor, and I suggested some specific things that could be done to kind of change things, maybe inside the system, to make this a less burdensome situation, like actually give a jail warden full control over his population, where a warden could say, well, you don't belong here, get out of here. They can't do that right now.
I don't know. I mean, when you're talking about, it's not like the wardens across the state are a bunch of good guys that believe in liberty either.
No, but Rick Van Winkler, who runs this jail, is certainly not one of the...
What about the next guy?
He's not one of the worst guys. I don't know about the next guy, but either way, it is something that could be done. Like right now, Warden has virtually no control over his own population, so giving him that control would be nice, and it would be some level of a check on a power mat judge that would make it so that, you know, if a warden just wanted to let somebody out, that he could do that. Right now, they can't. And obviously, another change would be to end prohibition or decriminalize drugs in various different areas. That's the one of the obvious ones.
Yeah,
but another one.
Heard the free seaters thought about
here,
that.
There are a lot of guys in here, a surprising amount of guys in here for driving.
What do you mean?
Driving. Like going to work.
Okay.
Like driving without a registered vehicle?
Suspended. I haven't heard any unregistered vehicles in here, but like while license is suspended, you get popped for that. There's one guy in here who was in for 90 days just for one of those violations. And then another guy's in here for a whole year because he was here... He was suspended back 14 years ago, got a habitual offender status, meaning he did it more than a few times, I guess. And he moved to Massachusetts, lived his life down in Massachusetts for a decade and a half, had a Massachusetts driver's license, was completely legal down there, came back up here, was driving to work. He had no idea that his habitual offender status was still with him here because he had a license in Massachusetts. They picked him up. He's in for a year on a violation of the, driving while suspended, habitual offender.
And does he have a family?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a family. He's worked as a manager in restaurants. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, that's one little change that could be an inside-the-system thing that is done that could make a big difference.
What's the percentage of the jail population there that are nonviolent, people that haven't hurt anybody?
That's a good question. That would be a question for the warden. I would say that in my experience, it may be approximately, 40 or 50%, but there's nobody here in this block that I'm at has actually harmed somebody physically. They may have done something like that, received stolen property or something like that.
I asked the guys if, when I was talking to them there, if it was around 70%, and they said that sounds about right.
Yeah, it probably changes over time, but all that aside, I wanted to give a quick book review. I've been getting books from folks in here, and one of them was from Taryn Lupo, Pirates of Savannah, which we've talked about on the air in the past, but
yes.
I hadn't taken the time to actually read. It's a tome. It's 500 pages, but I cranked through that thing in a day's time.
It was
a real page-turner. Yeah,
oh,
it was a real page-turner.
Good.
And interesting, Pirates of Savannah is, I think, an e-book that you can download for 99 cents or something like that, and it's in the top whatever at Amazon. So, I mean, Taryn's managing to, self-publish and blast up into the top rankings. It's amazing.
It should be in the top rankings. I was really surprised at the quality of the book. It was absolutely outstanding, entertaining, and he gets, the message of liberty in there. And what I would say is not really a very preachy manner at all, and he manages to really kind of attack the some of the more, I guess, controversial issues within the Liberty movement without necessarily drawing a conclusion for the reader. So he talks at one point about, you know, the issue of should violence be used in reference to achieving freedom. And the characters in the book take both sides, and it's kind of up to the reader to analyze the options and decide for themselves. So it's a cerebral book. At the same time, there's a lot of action, and I highly recommend it. And his website is piratesofsavannahbook.com.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks to everybody who's written me in here, and mailtojail.com is where folks can go to do that. My next book that I'm reading is Larkin Rose's The Most Dangerous Superstition, which has actually been on my shelf to read, and so I'm really excited. I've gotten through probably about the first 20 pages, and it is excellent. And I would
so at least you're getting in some reading while you're there.
Oh, absolutely. I could be sitting watching television right now, like some of the guys are, but this is definitely a time that I'm using to catch up on reading. And whenever I finish a book, I'm actually able to donate it to the prison library. So one of the prisoners came up to me today, and he says, "Hey, there's this book I thought you might like." And he goes into his room, he comes out with Pirates of Savannah, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I just finished reading that." So I thought that was kind of fun.
Now, just to clarify, Ian, if people want to send you books, they have to do so from the, like, Amazon or from the publisher, right? They can't send them to you in, like, mail to jail or any sort of personal.
Correct. It has to come from some sort of a bookstore. Now, it could be used. Like, I just got a book from Amazon that was used.
I wondered about that myself.
It doesn't have to be brand new. Yeah, it doesn't have to be brand new, but it does have to come through some sort of an official distribution source. The details, I think, are on the jail's website, the Cheshire County House of Corrections, and mailtojail.com probably could use some donations because it's certainly not cheap to send mail these days, so don't hesitate to send them over some bucks. And guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to hear me out tonight.
Absolutely. All I can tell you is get home as soon as possible. There's a lot of work to be done. The website crashed last night.
Oh, stop making him feel bad. What are you going to do?
And we miss you, Ian.
Yes, we miss you, Ian. I want a hug. I
miss you doing your job.
We'll talk about the Muslim thing later. I've got all kinds of notes on that. I've read the Quran in here, and I've been definitely learning about that.
Have you been radicalized? Have they turned you, Ian?
I think I was already a radical before
That's
I
true.
Came in, but I have to say I am a fan of the Muslim religion. I think there's a lot of really, really great aspects about it, and of course it's incredibly misunderstood.
Yes.
As we've learned, I mean, we've learned from callers, but it'd be nice for me to be able to say I've actually read the Quran now at this point. So, anyway, y'all, have a great night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, put me on hold.
Okay.
Pick me up.
You're on hold. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.